Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. And if you don't, you're going to know her soon. You've seen her on SmackDown. You've seen her on AEW. And we can report here at Fightful, you're going to see her March 25th live on IWTV. Limitless Wrestling's Reasonable Doubt. She's taking on Rachel Ellering, Impact Wrestling veteran. We got Becca. No longer basic Becca.
No.
You have since evolved. You have a three in your name. Like... You've stepped up. Tell me about the evolution from basic Becca to the Becca that we see here today.
Yeah, lots of evolution. You know, my time as basic Becca was brief, but people still bring it up all the time. So I guess
it's a great name.
Yeah, I think when I started, it was like funny. I don't know. I guess like as I've evolved, it's always felt like kind of like true to who I was at the time. So it's kind of funny. Like I wore Uggs and, you know, it was basic. And then I got like really into the whole like Visco girl scene. Like I was totally a Visco girl.
Oh, yeah.
I still have so many scrunchies and like tie dye shirts. And like I like have like the water bottles, I still use like metal straws. Like I had a Visco girl era. And so I was like Visco girl, scrunchie squad, Becca.
That was a thing for a hot 6 months, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a fun time. Yeah, that was like,
I remember one of my wife's students walked up to her once and she goes, Mrs. Sapp, are you a Visco girl? And she's like, what? what does that mean? She had to Google it. And I never forgot that. And I was like, what the hell is it? This is the first time I've heard it referenced since then. Maybe educate the people. What is a Visco girl?
Okay, Visco, it's V-S-C-O.
Yes.
It was an app, or it is an app. It's still an app. That like became popular for like video editing. But it also had like a its own little like feed. So you could just like browse the app. But yeah, it kind of like popularized this like aesthetic, this like pastel, like colorful aesthetic. And with that kind of came this whole like kind of way to dress and this like, I don't know, like eco-friendly mindset. So yeah, like the Birkenstocks. I actually never owned Birkenstocks, so it's one thing I never did. But yeah, like Birkenstocks and then like the like cheerleader shorts with like a baggy like tie-dye t-shirt and then tons of scrunchies. So yeah, that was like the look.
We're educating here, people here on Fightful. Like that's what we're here for. I love that like we've got the transition from basic Becca to what we saw on SmackDown when you face Lacey Evans to, oh yeah, you're going to face Matt Tremont in a weapons match. Tell me, what was that experience like for you? Were you prepared for it? Were you intimidated going in? Was it like, another day at the office?
I guess kind of all of the above. I mean, I was kind of like, I don't know. I was joking around with some people after the match. Like, I've only had two hardcore matches and they've both been fans bring the weapons matches, which is like two more fans bring the weapons matches than 95% of wrestlers.
Yes.
So it was kind of a unique experience, I guess. But yeah, it's an interesting type of match. And my first experience with it was with Alec Price at Beyond. And honestly, it was so much fun. I think, I don't know, I was mostly just excited because with those matches, like, I don't know, it's just so cool seeing what fans bring, like, what, and the fact that, like, people take time to, like, make stuff and bring it. I don't know, it's just something really cool about it. So I was mostly excited. And obviously, I know Matt Tremont's work, so I was really excited to get to work with him. And yeah, I don't know, it was kind of funny, the whole, like, thing with the guitar. Someone brought this guitar that they like covered in thumbtacks. And I just so happened, I was like gonna do this like red leather look. And yeah, it was just like a crazy coincidence, but.
How is that pitched to you? Like, how do they approach you and say, yeah, we want you to face him in a bring your own weapons match or fans bring their weapons match?
He actually talked to me after seeing my match with Akira at Beyond.
I love Akira.
So Matt saw that and was like, yo, do you want to fight me? And I was like, absolutely. Yes.
So like, again, I but you won that match, by the way. You won it, which is incredible. But you've been a little bit of everywhere of late. You popped up in MLW. How did that come about? Are you looking to do more stuff with them, or was it sort of just a one-time thing for the time being?
No, I'm definitely looking to go back to MLW. I had a great experience there. Definitely. I think I don't know if it was like supposed to be a one-off thing or not, but I'm hoping that I'll get to go back because I had a great time and it's really cool. They're like bringing in a lot of women right now. I saw like Billy Starks has been there, Trisha Dora has been there, Delmi obviously.
Just signed there,
and so it's cool to see like a lot of women who are on the indies right now appearing there. So I hope to be back.
Another woman who's sort of making her way back through the indies after leaving NXT, Notorious Mimi. Now, of late, I know you've beaten her. She's beaten you.
Yeah.
You all teamed a couple years ago as well. So you guys have already experienced like this broad array of things against each other. And it seems like you all are meeting each other at a very unique time in your careers where people are going to look back and be like, man, they did some incredible work together long before. What has that been like?
It's been great. I have really enjoyed working with Mimi. I feel like we mesh really well in the ring and outside of the ring too. Just like a really lovely person. So yeah, it's been great. I know we only encountered each other, you know, a few times before she went to NXT in that tag, which is kind of funny. But yeah, we've been seeing each other a lot lately and hopefully more in the future. So yeah, I think we're owed... what do you call it? Rubber match.
Hell yeah. I mentioned that the WWE appearance, that was, you know, that obviously exposes you to a whole lot of people. How did that come about? And please walk me through that experience, because I'm always fascinated by these, because sometimes you'll go there, you'll get a lot of great, incredible feedback. Sometimes they'll be like, thanks, see you later. But I mean, this one was, you know, you had a different name. You're in there working on the biggest wrestling show in the world at the point. Like I'm so fascinated to find out about all of this.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I was brought in just same as how I was to work when I did the segment on Raw, just to do extra work, and got the opportunity to work with Lacey Evans, which was really cool. And yeah, I don't know, it was just kind of a whirlwind. It was exciting. And then everyone was really great. I got some great feedback, and just being a part of it was a really incredible experience. I've never wrestled like live on TV before, so that was like my first live TV experience.
How did you feel that you did there? Like, if you were assessing your own performance.
I think it was fun. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the feedback I saw, just like even on the internet, like people really liked the kind of contrast in aesthetic between me and Lacey, which I think was fun just visually, even in the match. So it seemed like people enjoyed watching it, and that's what I care about, honestly. So.
You said she complimented your look backstage, yeah? What was that?
Because I mean,
the character that we see on screen does not hand out compliments ever.
I don't know if it was meant to be a compliment, really.
Okay. That's fair. That is fair. The name, who gave you the name? Did you even know the name when you went out?
Not in its entirety like that. Okay. No, I did it. So let's go.
Because there are lots of people that I talk to. They're like, I had no idea what they were going to call me. I was just like, let me get this rep in. Let me do my job. Let me do the thing. But I mean, people have seen you on AEW multiple times as well. And I mean, I know that's AEW brings in unsigned talent far more often than WWE does. But you've had, again, this over a good amount of time, like a little over a year between some of your appearances. But you've had tag matches, singles matches. You've worked with Athena, with Nyla Rose, with Chris. Like, you've worked a wide array of people there. I know Layla and Red Velvet Layla, hopefully on the mend, coming back soon. How have those experiences been for you? Did you get any feedback either in AEW or in WWE about how you did?
Yeah, I mean, lots of feedback. There's always people backstage who are giving constructive criticism and feedback and all that, which is really helpful, and I really appreciate it. And yeah, I think every experience I've had has been like that, which has been really great. Every time I've been to AEW has been a great experience. I think my first time there was like my first time wrestling in front of, you know, thousands of people. And yeah, it was, you know, definitely, I was definitely very intimidated. That was back in my scrunchie squad era, too. So not so recent. It was nice to be so nervous and have such a supportive environment. I'm very appreciative.
Was there anybody like specifically maybe in WWE or AEW that you looked at and you're like, okay, they gave me some very, very useful advice that I'm going to carry with me? Obviously, you're going to get great advice all over the place. But I mean, was there anything that specifically stuck out where you're carrying that with you forever?
I can't think of any like specific advice, but someone did just ask me like, oh, who is helpful or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. And then I thought about it later. So I actually have a name, Layla Hirsch.
She's wonderful.
Wonderful. Super helpful, and just anytime I have a question, you know, about what I should do or just any general advice, she's always willing to help. And you know, she came from the New England independence herself, so it's really cool to have someone who's kind of like gone through this scene and then gone on to such a big platform, and she's such a star, that I'm really grateful to know her. And to have her, you know, backstage when I was getting those opportunities, it's like, you know, is it like a relief, but like reassuring.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, there's somebody there who's like watching, who's going to tell you if you, you know, mess up, or they're going to tell you if you do a good job. They're going to be honest with you. And they're there to like make you better. So I appreciate that a lot.
Was there anybody like early on in your career that you faced? Cause I see this a lot more with women's wrestling too. Like a lot of times when some women are getting started off, they'll be put in a match with somebody who's been on TV or somebody who's got this wealth of experience, which is obviously integral and important and so valuable to somebody's career. But was there a time early on when you're like, oh damn, this is happening?
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I was so lucky. Like, one of my first matches was against Anthony Green.
Oh, he's great.
So lit. He's so good. Like, incredible. And yeah, that was at the pandemic at the dojo tapings for Limitless. So yeah. It was like maybe I had less than 10 singles matches at the time. And that was definitely like, wow. Looking back, I'm like, I can't believe I had that match. And then I got to wrestle him like several more times, like Chaotic Wrestling, Limitless Wrestling, and so on. So, yeah.
He's in his 20s, and I could see a wrestling company being like, yeah, we want you to come in and be an agent for us too. Like, I could fully see that. He's got a very, very brilliant, smart mind as far as wrestling and psychology. And he can do like everything. He can do a little bit of every style. Like serious comedy, like ground based, high flying. He's very versatile as a performer. So I'm glad to hear you say that. Here's an important question. Who are your top five 2000s pop stars?
Whoa.
I know it's super, super relevant. It's topical. The segue, the transition was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you got to say Britney.
Do you have to?
You have to. Oh, so influential. So great. I'm going to say Britney.
Influential for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Britney. I'm going to say Beyonce. Oh,
another influential one.
I love Beyonce. I'm hoping to see her live this year. Hopefully.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Shoot.
You're going to have to go on like a world tour yourself to finance that. Those tickets are going to be insane.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. It'll be good.
It will be good. I think it'll be worth it. Like, I mean, obviously something like that. If it's in your mind, maybe I should go to that. Then you should definitely go to that because you never know.
Yeah.
I remember like 10 years ago, Blink-182 went on tour and I was like, you know what? I'll catch them next time. And then they split forever. So now I'm like, okay, this year, now that they're back together, I got to do it. Got to do it.
No, I feel like it's one of those things where you don't realize how like how much fun it will be. You're just like, oh, whatever, I'll get it next time. But there's no next time. There's you have to go time. Now.
There's no next time. There's a lot of egos at play there that could possibly, you know, just come crashing down and affect everything.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned, like.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I was going to keep going. But
no, yeah, I do want to keep going. You mentioned Britney and Beyonce.
Yeah. I'm going to say Rihanna.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love Rihanna.
Almost wild for me to think of her as a 2000s pop star, but she is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was so young when she started.
I know.
She was like 18 or 19?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Still putting out bangers.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani.
Oh, that's an underrated one right there. Because she, like, you could, if you said 90s and you mentioned her, then yeah, of course, you could go with that too. Like, she had an incredible run, a wonderful transition from a band to solo as well.
Yeah.
I'm more interested to see who doesn't make the cut.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to.
Because like anytime I put over like two or three wrestlers on social media, somebody will, don't forget this person every time. Yeah. And I'm like, this wasn't about them.
Yeah. That's just the internet.
So like when this video goes live, I'm going to like tweet Akon and be like, see, she hates you. She didn't mention you.
man, I know, I'm like thinking of like a few different names.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Somebody's getting snubbed.
Man.
You got the whole cast of the Lady Marmalade video that haven't even hit yet. Somebody's going to be mad.
Okay, maybe this is like controversial. Maybe Ciara.
That's not controversial.
No? Okay.
I think so. I think her contributions are greatly understated. And like maybe she didn't get as much publicity as everybody else. But I mean, like she had some slappers too.
Yeah.
Oh, she had some good ones. You know what? I'm satisfied with that one. I think that's a good one. Yeah. I'm pretty satisfied by that list. I don't think that's too controversial or anything. We mentioned, though, back to wrestling, as much as I enjoyed that. Rachel Ellering, Limitless Wrestling, Reasonable Doubt, March 25th. What are you looking forward to? Have you been in the ring with Rachel before?
Oh, first, I haven't. First time. And she's someone that I watched like when I was training. So a lot. Like I watched her a lot when I was like before I even started on shows. So I'm pretty excited. It's like dream match.
Now, when you see Rachel Ellering, she's back obviously on the independent scene. She had been an Impact for a while too. Like, is that something where you'll pick somebody's brain about maybe even wrestling on TV, or is it one of those things where you're sort of learning as you're in the ring? Because Limitless obviously has a different televised presence than most companies, and they handle their production a different way.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's kind of both, because I think, as much as you like can ask someone questions and get answers, it's not quite the same as like really being in the ring with them in that scenario. And yeah, so I think it's kind of both, but I'm hoping definitely to pick her brain because so much experience.
A reminder, guys, Limitless Wrestling Reasonable Doubt, March 25th on IWTV. You'll be able to see that one. Had you ever, during your career, made it to a booking and been like, shit, I don't have a scrunchie?
I don't think. Maybe I don't have a scrunchie that matches my gear that I brought. Yeah, but I've always had a scrunchie. I have so many of them, and they're everywhere in my house, in my car, in my gear bag. Yeah, it's more hair ties that I like forget.
Oh, for maybe 2 years, I grew out my hair, and I had long hair. I would say for probably about a year before I donated it. And never wanted long hair, didn't want to keep it. I was doing it just to donate it. I'm still finding, like, in my travel bags or my luggage, hair ties from back then that have just made their way. Or, like, when we're moving from house to house, I find, like, six of them underneath, like, the couch or something. And I ain't putting those – I would never put those things back on. Not if they've been under the couch forever. But I mean, like, there's always the reserves. You think you got none, and then all of a sudden you find like six or seven.
Yeah, that's how it is with the scrunchies, definitely.
I don't miss the hair. I was like, I had never had long hair, so I was rolling it up in windows and stuff, like not knowing what to do. I'd just be driving down the road, and I'm like, this wind is too much, and then I'd be stuck in the window because I never dealt with that before. I didn't have to. I didn't live a life with long hair where it's just
a pain.
It is a pain. It is. The headaches are horrible.
It hurts.
It does. Yeah. It hurts a lot. So when that came off, like the Awesome Kong cut it off with a hook knife. I was running around looking like Bailey for like a solid day before I got a real haircut. And I was just like, damn, at least my head's lighter. That's all I needed. I was not used to it. And then I would overcompensate when I tied my hair. So I would tie it way too tight. And that hurt too.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. It's,
man, this is making me want to shave my head.
It's like the only weapon anybody should have brought for the Tremont match would have been hair ties. If he just tied your hair like really tight, it would have been that's a tap out. He didn't know. He hasn't had the long hair.
That's good. For my next Fans Bring the Weapons match that I'm sure someone will book in a few months.
I want to see where people just bring like really, really kind weapons, like instead of thumbtacks, somebody brings you like a handful of gummy bears to shove in somebody's mouth and then kick, or like maybe a nice memory foam pillow or something like that. I want to see the audience take your health into consideration.
I don't think maybe Limitless might be one of the few places people would actually do that for me. I think other places, no.
Like somebody brings a Snuggie and the other person just tucks you in. Like they're very concerned about the well-being of the people that are putting their lives on the line every single week to entertain them. I'm also fascinated. You wrestled Lufisto, who's one of my favorite performers ever, period, and made incredible contributions to wrestling. Like, I'm always interested to find out like what people learn from things like that. And you never know what it is. Sometimes you don't know until months later even. But what was that experience like for you?
It was great working with Lufisto. That was another kind of like dream match of mine. So I was really grateful to have that opportunity. And yeah, I mean, she's awesome. She kicks ass. So we kind of just went for it in the ring. I think that was an experience of itself, to just be in there with someone and you're just going, you're just fighting like that. I don't know. That's what the match was for me, at least.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
I'm also interested, like as we start off 2023, where do you see yourself at the end of 2023?
Oh man. Good question. I feel like a lot has happened already. It's only, yeah. So I didn't want
to start of the year.
It's unpredictable. You know, it's this time last year I was injured. did not see that coming. And I don't know. Yeah, it's a very unpredictable world, but there's definitely some things I would like to achieve. I have like, you know, every year I make a list of goals, and one of my goals was to work for MLW, which I did, which is awesome. Wanted to go back to the UK and Europe, which I'm doing next week for WXW 16 Carat and Pro Wrestling Eve, and a few other things that haven't been announced yet. But yeah, really excited for that. I really like to work in Japan. There's so many people coming and going right now, awesome women's talents, and I'd really love to get in on that because it's really awesome wrestling happening right now.
A lot more coming stateside too, like New Japan is opening up a lot of opportunities as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and I'm hoping to to get in on that. Working WrestleMania weekend, that's another goal of mine. And from there, really just, you know, keep on going, doing new things, fighting new people, just causing mayhem and doing what I do.
Who doesn't love some mayhem?
Right.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, we've also seen, as we wrap up, we like, especially on Instagram, you're so good at displaying your personality, like, which seems like a nice mix of contrast and playing off of how you really are, like just in this interview. But I love how much you turn it up on social media. Like, what are some of the aspects that you look to fine tune and that you've really zeroed in on to set yourself apart in that regard? Because I mean, you're promoting just by being what you are on social media. You're constantly adding interest to every upcoming booking and match that you have.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. That's a nice thing to say. I think, honestly, a lot of it's just kind of genuine. Like, I get really excited about opportunities that I have, and I want everyone else to be excited about it, too. So I just, you know, I'm trying to, like, share that. I think also, like, wrestling's one of those weird things where, you know, there's, like, so many different platforms. There's so many places to watch wrestling, so many places to hear about where wrestling is happening, that a lot of times things just kind of get lost in the shuffle. And I've had people say, like, oh, I didn't even know you were on that show or whatever, that card. And, you know, that's something I never want. Like, I want everyone to know what's going on all the time if they can, because there is a lot happening in indie wrestling and on TV, and there's so much wrestling to watch right now.
A lot.
And if, like, you know, if I can make someone, like, be interested in watching something that I'm on out of, like, all the things that they could choose to watch, that's really flattering and exciting for me. So I'm going to try to do that.
And finally, before we wrap up, how do you feel physically? I mean, you had mentioned your injury. I know you missed several months last year. How are you feeling physically? Because some of those things kind of linger, but especially with the nature of what you do, I mean, anything can be aggravated. You can kind of favor things. Then when you favor things, it can make the other side worse. Like, it's a domino effect a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely, before my injury, was like very much into more of like weightlifting, CrossFit, training, et cetera, which I still do. But yeah, when my injury happened, I was pretty bummed. I was like, I can't lift, I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. I got really into running because it was kind of the only thing I could really like do. And I could lift a little bit, you know, as you're recovering, and, you know, like some lower body stuff, but you can't really push yourself. And I really like to always kind of like push myself in some aspect of my training. So I kind of focused on running, which I had never really done before, got really into it. I ran a 10K, which was great.
Hell yeah. And
coming out of my injury, I honestly felt really good. My first few times back in the ring, I was definitely, you know, I'd been training and so on, but it's different than being, you know, live in the ring in a match. And I was lucky, you know, I made my return after my injury at Limitless in a six man. I was with MSP, and working with them, you know, they protected me and made sure I was comfortable. They're just love MSP. They're great. So that was great. And coming back, I definitely was like a little nervous at first. And then I think I just kind of was like, oh no, I got this. Like, yeah. I think I'm actually faster. Maybe not in terms of like the actual amount I could lift right after my injury, stronger.
Functional strength.
Yeah, but also there's a lot of like small muscles that you build up when you're doing things that aren't lifting heavy weights. And so getting to work on that kind of strength was also great. I got to work on my flexibility. I got to just kind of expand my like athletic training, kind of forced me to, but I think it was good because now I think like where I am now, I don't think about my injury at all. It's not something that I really like. I think I'm actually like more mobile than I was before, because I did so much mobility training, so much like, you know, gymnastics training and flexibility training and so on. So honestly, I think it kind of ended up being a positive in terms of like my physical health, because it kind of forced me to try new things and do things that I never thought I would do or didn't think I had the time to do. And when you're injured and you can't wrestle anymore, you have infinite time. Yeah. So it kind of worked out.
Well, we're so glad to see you back. Of course, check out Becca against Rachel Ellering in March on IWTV. Becca, thank you so much. Hopefully this is the first of many times that we're doing interviews together. I feel like you're probably not going away anytime soon. So the first of many, I hope.
Yes, I hope so too. Thank you so much.
Until next time, guys, we're out. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually this is a desktop, what am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.